Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure and check us out on TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com. You can watch us live on TECNTV.com, and I'll wave at you and all that kind of good fun stuff. You can also see us over there at Clout Hub as well, and encourage you there and on Facebook for as long as they're going to allow me to continue to be there. And of course, here on Truth Network, the USA Radio Network, AMFM247.com, and Red State Talk Radio as well, and our good friends on KYH 540 AM, and we just added KTRB on the Salem Network out in San Francisco. So glad to be with all of you that are tuning in and listening to the program today. Very quickly, in my last segment, I gave you a quick rundown. If you are, you know, on our side and you are against abortion, or if you are on the other side and you think that's all about women's choice and pro-choice, I want to give you something to really think about as an argument, okay? And that is this. If the issue relative to the heartbeat bill in Texas was truly about women's health, then why is it that Planned Parenthood is still able to provide mammograms, cervical checkups, and even contraception to stop the pregnancy? Why is it that they're still able to offer all of the supposed women's health services, and women on that side and that movement are still upset and angry? You've got to ask yourself that question. Why is that, when everything that Planned Parenthood is legally supposed to be offering relative to the Hyde Amendment and not getting government money to do something that they shouldn't be doing is still all available, why are they upset about a heartbeat bill that actually should have nothing to do with what Planned Parenthood's main business is, and they tell us that abortion's not their main business? Just stop and think about that. All right, my next guest, very pleased to welcome him. He is a former Deputy Assistant Inspector General, Navy veteran, former diplomat, and graduate of the Naval War College. I want to welcome Paul Janicek to the program. Paul, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, Greg, it's always my pleasure to be here. Bless you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much for that. Well, I want to tie some things together, and I want you to also give us some insight why the 13 lives that were lost in Afghanistan shouldn't have happened, and what we're seeing now. But I'm tying this together with the Attorney General of the United States saying that he is going to be assisting in protecting women who are wanting to have abortions. That's the murder of a baby after that the baby has a heartbeat. I believe at conception, that's a new life. how that connects with a satanic church that is now saying that they are creating a ritual, and we already know the satanic church does human sacrifice, but they're creating a ritual so that it can be protected under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. I kid you not, folks, that's what they're doing. They're creating an abortion ritual that ties together with the assistance of building up an Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, which is an Islamic assault on the United States of America, whereby they will kill every person who is not Muslim, and that's what they do at the end of the day. I believe it's all tied together. I believe that it shows us the evil that rests right now in our White House, that sits in our White House and in our government. But Paul, talk to me about how all of that is influencing what you see happening in Afghanistan.
Well, it all comes back to the same syndrome when you deconstruct what all of these factors bring together all at once. The forces of evil in the supernatural, like the forces of evil writ large in the world that we inhabit, they all share one common desire, which is control to the point of domination. There is a rather cavalier spirit about the sanctity of human life. And there is a certain carelessness that people who are indeed can be considered pawns and they're to be negotiated away. And so when you look, as you and I traded texts, when you look at the timing of the Satanic Church coming out and making noises about the heartbeat bill and Merrick Garland making a statement that the Department of Justice would attempt to undertake measures that would undermine what the state of Texas has just commendably done. The timing alone kind of goes to show who's really in charge of the agenda here. And it's certainly not resident Biden, because the man barely has control of his own faculties. Now that's demonstrable at this point. So when you marry that together with the hand-wringing, the excuse-making off of 13 people dying in Kabul in an episode where it was apparently preventable that they were tracking the suicide bomber before they showed up at the gate via a high-altitude unmanned aerial system, the willingness to let the attack proceed shows that there was some level of control that prevented the humanitarian response, which was, we knew this was coming, let's grease them now while we've got them in the gun sights, as opposed to letting them get into the sea of humanity outside the gate. The willingness to obfuscate that, paired together with a visceral reaction toward what you're seeing coming out of DOJ and what you've seen coming out of Jen Psaki, the press secretary at the White House, it all plays together into this one outlook. Taken together with the migration of a pool of potential terrorists. We already know known terrorists have been in this migration. It creates a narrative that reinforces control. The national security state will protect you from the migrating terrorists we just invited into the United States. You must have the vaccine, even though what you're really fighting is something that is 99.98 in most cases survivable. Failing that, you must wear the mask. It is about power, it is about control, and ultimately domination. And that is the center point of these seemingly disparate pieces between Afghanistan, the migration, and abortion, and of course I added the disease. So that is where I see it all coming together. It is about power, it is about control, and the more they are losing it, the good news, the more they are losing it, the more viscerally they act out.
You're saying, though, that the threat, let's go back to the Afghanistan explosion that killed 11 Marines and an army and naval personnel, that's 13 individuals, that they had the threat in sight. They saw it. They identified it. They knew that it was on its way. and the administration somewhere, someone connected to this president, let that threat in and they carried out this attack when it could easily have been stopped?
Somewhere in the chain of command, what has come out is that they were tracking the individual in the gun sites. They probably had good intelligence, and they, of course, had been publicizing the warnings for the 72 hours preceding that an attack was likely against the airport. What you end up with is you have to believe that they were onto something, and what has come out is that they were tracking it. It's important to remember that the administration's tentacles into the Defense Department down into the military are really pretty deep. Mm-hmm. Between George W. Bush and Barack Obama, they really went to work on neutering the Department of Defense as much as they could. This is not new. Bill Clinton was doing the same thing, but he seemed to have a lighter touch, and the military did things to insulate itself during that time. Somewhere in the chain of command, and ultimately, I think that when we start, and this is gradually bearing itself out, Tucker Carlson ham-fistedly examines these things, that the influence of politics on the generals and admirals in particular, but it really goes much deeper than that, as you and I have discussed previously. Mm-hmm. It's down to the service academies at this point. I'm afraid that what people are not going to like when they find out about these kinds of things is that this, again, this quest for control, for power and domination, it goes down to the rank of major easily at this point.
And so ultimately what that means is that there, these lives that were lost, that this happened completely unnecessarily, and that if there were justice, there should be some form of justice for those that allowed this to take place and have now allowed for these Afghanis to get control of some very high level. Brigitte Gabriel was on in our first hour talking about, you know, their ability to be able to control these things. We were told, Paul, at one point, oh, well, you know, that it, just because they have the equipment doesn't mean anything, because, you know, they can't fly our helicopters, they can't fly our jets, they can't fly, they can't use, you know, our military apparatus. And yet we see Chinooks flying around Afghanistan with ropes and individuals hanging dead on the rails of those Chinooks.
I generally find myself agreeing with the people saying that if this equipment is left in the hands of the Taliban, it's going to be inoperable in no time. I am less concerned about the reverse engineering argument in the hands of the Iranians, the Chinese, and the Russians. They've generally stolen the baseline technology to be able to build it themselves. What I'm more concerned about is that we donated this very expensive equipment to the Afghanis, and I want to know who in the Defense Department got paid. Because there was an understanding in the middle of the training and equipping of the Afghan National Armed Forces. Look, they can't keep an M4 rifle clean enough for it to fully function. They need AK-47. They can't fly a Black Hawk helicopter, let alone maintain it for very long before it's in such dire need of repair. The contractors have to come back in on a service contract to maintain it. So I'm not too concerned about the advanced equipment, other than it's going to look really bad that Americans at some point are going to start getting shot at by their own material again. The part that makes me, that really gives me chagrin.
Well, and you know, I know the other concern that we have is relative to what the release now of these Afghan terrorists. Taliban has gone in and released a number of terrorists and put them back out in the field. And then we've got massive reports of terrorists coming across our border and cells that already exist here in the United States. We'll talk about those things, folks, when we get back. My special guest is Paul Janicek, former Deputy Assistant Inspector General, Navy vet, former diplomat, and graduate of the Navy War College. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Paul Janicek, former Deputy Assistant Inspector General, former Navy veteran, former diplomat, and graduate of the Naval War College. Paul, you were talking about, you know, where does the money go? Who's getting paid for this? Who are the people that are undermining our nation more or less? How involved, because we're also getting a lot of reports about these six planes. They were chartered actually by the charity that Glenn Beck's audience raised $28 million to help these folks that are trapped over there. And those planes are now basically grounded, and the individuals, according to a new article that's just come out, are sitting in their quote-unquote safe houses. They're pointing to the Taliban, but Brigitte Gabriel was expressing to me that she's hearing that our own State Department is a part of the problem as well. Talk to me about how that would go down. We watched the State Department basically try to lie about President Trump on the whole Ukrainian situation, and more or less they said, we're autonomous, we do what we want to do, and we know best, in that impeachment hearing, is what they said.
Yeah, that's generally the way the State Department rolls, is that they're the masters of the process. And that was one of the things that was told to me when I started at the State Department, is that these people are the Olympics of bureaucratic subterfuge. And in a case like this, what I think is happening is that it's being funneled, probably, the decisions as to how to help other countries receive expatriates is likely being funneled by the seventh floor, meaning Mr. Blinken's office. And the likely scenario, as you and I discussed in the break, is that openly it's, yes, we want to help Americans get home and we want to handle this, and it has a top-level concern. Well, that top-level concern may internally be saying, all requests you need to run to us, and they're not bothering to answer the phone. So the working level people really can't return a phone call. They can't give you a yes or no because they don't have a permission slip from the seventh floor. And that's usually the way the State Department kills things and puts the people in who are answering the phones, who are trying to get answers, some of whom I've known people who really just completely come close to losing their marbles being put in that situation because they have on the other end of the phone a real humanitarian issue. Mm-hmm. And they've got bosses who they've suddenly discovered are not on the side of humanitarian anything. So it's really a very cruel way to do business. But that's usually the way they cut apart an issue like this. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Brigitte was on to something in that.
Would the other side of this, as far as how the upper echelon is behaving, would you see a tie between that kind of mindset and, you know, the abortion issue that we talked about in the last segment?
Absolutely, because again, what we're talking about is power, control, narrative spin, and what you're seeing in all of this is a rather cavalier way of looking at human lives. Some are more worthy than others. I would absolutely see that as all a product of the same mindset.
And folks, this is the evil that we're up against. And I would encourage you, as believers, one of the first things that we've got to be doing is we have got to intensify the spiritual prayer cover war that is going on. And understand that that's the germination. Go ahead, Paul.
And Greg, I would say to my fellow veterans out there who served in Afghanistan, thank you for everything you did. It was not in vain. For 20 years, you kept an attack from originating in that place. Pray Joshua 1:3. You walked there. You labored there. You had friends die there. Pray for it, because you have the authority to make the change through intercession.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. More Children Generation Radio on the other side.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.